During those days and up until most recent days, this person was dressed and he was kept at home. I know that the law was passed that they had to be embalmed, but I don't know just when that law was passed. Up until that time, the person was never taken away from home. They would go into town and buy the casket and the shroud, which they call it the shroud, or dress them in clothes that they had. And then this body was kept at home, and the neighbors would set up that night. You stayed up all night with a corpse, as they would call it. And of course, all the neighbors went, and they took food to the family, prepared. And then you didn't go back to your work until after the funeral the next day. If it was in the, yes, if it was in the neighborhood, usually the next day they buried.
Was there another box the casket would be put into?
A pine box.
That would be in the grave, and would it be lowered in the pine box?
It would be, the best I can remember, it was lowered into the pine box. I've gone to several funerals.
And you were mentioning the other day about your grandmother's clothes that you wore.
Yes, my great grandmother. My great grandfather died in 1904, and because for generations prior to that, the widow would go into mourning, which meant that she would only wear black, and she would wear a hat with a long flowing black veil. Now, at the funeral, she would wear the veil pulled down over her face, but then at other times it flowed down the back. And she would never, at home she would wear gray, maybe a gray or something, but she would never wear any colors other than black, unless she married again, or if the widow was a very young woman, they would wear soft, at the end of the year's mourning, which they had to wear this for a year, that called a period of mourning, she could wear soft grays or soft lavenders if she were a young woman.
Was was gray or lavender, did that have any kind of significance, I wonder?
It was supposed, I could understand the gray, but lavender is associated with a dignity. Like the royal robes were purple, and only the royal families wore purple. So it would have some connection with a period of dignity or something. Wouldn't be acceptable.
The body was then taken after the funeral to
To the cemetery,
or
graveyard, and buried there.
I'd like to ask you a number of questions about characteristics now, both physical and general characteristics. Somebody who was a young man, be very muscular, very vigorous, you say he is certainly
I believe this word sounds comfortable, whether it's recent or he has a good physique.
Or how, what would the adjective be to describe him? He's he can do all kinds of remarkable things in the farm, lift things.
I don't know one.
I'm just curious whether it'd be stout or husky or.
Well, it would be husky.
Husky.
Yeah, he was a husky man.
Uh-huh.
And
if, on the other hand, somebody's been ill,